I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. There are hundreds of community races throughout South Carolina each year for runners and walkers. To talk about training for a race and also injury prevention is Dr. Christopher Gross. He's an assistant professor and a foot and ankle orthopedic surgeon at MUSC. Dr. Gross, why is training so important, especially for someone who has not done much running in the past?
Everyone needs to make sure that they talk to their primary care physician before they start the race. We want to make sure that they're healthy enough to complete the race. Secondly, you want good footwear to make sure that you don't have any foot injuries or injure yourself during the race. And then thirdly, you want to make sure that you can actually finish the race. Training is important to have fun and complete the race that you've set out to do.
When should someone begin, and then how much training is optimal?
So the timing of training is highly dependable on a couple of things. If you're a relatively fit person training for a 5K, then someone like that may want to just work on speed work. If you are someone that has never run a mile before and you want to do a marathon, well, you certainly have a tougher road ahead.
Can you tell us what a good training program might look like?
Well, there's really no one right training program. You have to identify your goals and then follow up on some programs that you find on the internet or talk to your friends. You want to talk to some people who have trained recently, and those people are a great resource for you as well.
Is there anything we could do in our training or how we approach the race to avoid injuries?
Well, avoiding the injuries is certainly something to work on during training. If you see that you're starting to develop those injuries while training, you want to work on stretching that muscle group, making sure that your form is correct, things like that.
And if we train and really train gradually, can we reduce our chances of having these kinds of injuries?
Absolutely. Training too fast, too soon can certainly injure ourselves. So if we take our time and run with a proper footwear and technique, it certainly can reduce our chances for injuring ourselves.
And how frequently might someone be running in the days leading up to the race?
Interestingly, this is a great time to talk about the importance of rest. Rest days are a very important part of training. Amateurs and Olympic athletes do it alike. As we work out, we place greater and greater strain on our bones, joints, muscles, tendons, and ligaments. You can develop tiny muscle tears and some joint sprains, and you want to make sure that we repair this damaged tissue, and rest allows us to do that.
How about dealing with pain or muscle fatigue or injury during the race?
Well, you really want to listen to your body. If all of a sudden a body part like your knee is really hurting you, stop running, stretch it out, walk a little bit, and then try again. If it continues to hurt you, stop. You have many more races ahead of you. Don't injure yourself this one.
We've been talking about running a race, and there are certainly loads of community races that encourage walkers. Is there much that walkers need to do to get ready for a race?
Well, training is important for any long athletic activity. However, if you only plan on strolling a 5K at a comfortable pace, you really just need a good pair of running or walking shoes. You do want to make sure that you walk about 15 to 30 minutes a couple times a week the months leading up to the race, so you make sure that you can actually finish it. But beyond that, you really do not need to train that aggressively.
Dr. Gross, thanks for providing this information about training for a community race and also injury prevention.
Thank you very much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.